I'm so happy to welcome to the stage Jeffrey Mumford, our next composer, who I've known for many, many years. Now, your piece is kind of like a musical haiku. It's very concentrated and miniature variations. Tell us something about it.
Well, again, thank you all for coming very much. I wrote this piece after a piece that was a long narrative, and I like to alternate forms before, because sometimes the tendency for composers to continue to write the same piece over and over again, if it's the same kind of structure. So this piece forced me to think about something, creating something coherent in small form. So this opportunity arose to create these miniatures for violin and cello. And the idea is that, as it says in the program notes, there are commentaries on each other, so as the piece progresses, certain later variations refer to earlier variations. There's a kind of, what do we say? The piece explores lots of different kinds of techniques as well, the combination of pizzicato and arco, bowing, sustained sonority is interrupted by sharp chordal articulations.
Also, there, I guess we could call this a contemporary tweet of sorts, because they're so concentrated, and the emotions that you have within each one has a very different kind of profile. And then there's one variation in particular which I think is fascinating, because you have one of the violin, I believe, is playing arco, and the cello is playing the same notes but playing pizzicato, right. And it's kind of an interesting texture.
Oh, so again, the violin expands on what the cello is doing, and it's kind of two versions, two views, two angles, two perspectives, and it's similar kind of pitch material. And then in the middle, the violin has a mini cadenza and then returns back to its kind of dance with the cello.
Now, you wrote this originally for the cellist who's going to be playing it, and was her playing an influence on the way you wrote the piece?
Absolutely. I wrote the piece originally for violinist Miranda Cookson and the present cellist Julia Bruskin, and actually Miranda introduced me to the cellist, and after hearing her play, it was a great influence. She's an amazing cellist, as you'll hear. She has a terrific ability to project strong lyrical lines as well as very, very sharp articulations, and can go between the two of them with great ease and panache.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. We look forward to hearing it.
Thank you.